Hey there, if you're thinking about getting out there on the road with the big rigs and driving a rig, an RV, or even a bus, then have we got great news for you.
Southwest Truck Driver Training can get you trained and rolling in as little as 4 weeks. They offer lifetime job placement support. They have special military programs, a financial aid program, including grant applications, and so much more to offer you.
Plus, they are family owned business right here in the Southwest. They have world-class training for Class A and B CDLs, hazmat endorsement training, RV training, and of course a refresher course if you need one. And did we mention they have three locations, which are Phoenix, Tucson, and North Las Vegas?
So we don't know why you're sitting there channel surfing on a TV when you could be learning to drive and roll down the road to earning a great living today.
Go to their website, SWTDT.com, to learn more about Southwest Truck Driver Training to shift your career into high gear.
Tell them you heard about them on the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show. We love them. You will too.
Brick 19 for radio check.
18 Wheel Talk.
Welcome to the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show.
We're a podcast for truckers, about truckers, by truckers.
Coaching generations of drivers while guiding them on their path to success.
Fueling them with knowledge and passion for trucking.
Navigating the industry one mile at a time.
Spark to revolution.
You froze.
I did not freeze.
You did too,
I
right
did not
there.
Freeze. I didn't freeze.
Like this.
You froze.
Was it me?
Was it?
Freeze face.
We should just do that occasionally. Freeze face.
Welcome to the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show.
Freeze train.
Red light, green light, freeze. Okay, freeze.
Anyway, are we live?
Yes, we are.
Of course we are.
I hit the button. Don't you see the red light?
No, it's not in front of me.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to get a red light that I can flip on so that way we know, that way you know we're recording.
Okay, so welcome to the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show. Often imitated.
Never duplicated.
The blue, the green, the big rig. That's us.
That's us. Yep.
Yes.
18 wheels of
fun.
Fun.
And excitement. Please show me beer.
Freeze frame.
Yeah, in case didn't figure it out, we've been playing freeze frame.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Patrick. What's up?
What's up with you?
Oh, not much, Buttercup.
Buttercup.
Ooh, I know.
Buttercup.
That's the pug. I know.
Anywho, what are we talking about today, dear?
We are talking about 18 wheels of perfection.
Yeah. What's your choice, driver?
Well, I know what my choice is, but I'll let you start. What's your choice?
What's my choice?
Yeah, what's your choice?
Well, hello, 379. Peter Carr.
Ooh, getting fancy there calling it a Peter Carr.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my go-to, the one in the logo right there.
The Boilermaker?
Uh-huh.
The Peter Carr.
Yep.
The Peterbilt. Whoop, whoop. I'm extremely fond of them, but they have to have a cat engine.
Okay.
And an Eaton Fuller transmission.
Okay.
Okay, I'm really picky about stuff like that. If the drivetrain's not there, you know.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
But when I'm looking out over that hood, it's not like a Volkswagen where you can just slap that Rolls-Royce hood ornament on it.
No.
I want the hood ornament to match
I'm
the track.
I'm going
to
put a Rolls-Royce hood ornament on our Peterbilt.
Oh, there you go.
Why not, right?
Why not? Everybody else does that.
And it's going to have the stick shift that goes right up to the ceiling. That's going to have, like, brass knuckles.
Well, honey, with as low as you put your seat, everything's all the way up to the ceiling.
So what are you saying?
You're a low rider.
Low and slow.
Well, I'm definitely not a slow driver, but if you want to drive slow, you go for it, baby. My seat has air in
low
it.
Low rider. He's a low rider. Sorry.
You need the music. If you're going to do that, you got to have the backup music.
I'll have to try to see if I can find it and put it in the audio.
Okay. Itchy back. Anyway.
Anywho. Back to the show.
Back to the show.
All right. So we're talking about 18 wheels of perfection.
I started to say.
Yep.
You might keep that seat all the way down where you're like riding on the bolts. Mm-hmm. I like a little cush. I like the air ride to be an air ride.
I don't ride on the bolts.
You do too.
Well, yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah, you ride on the bolts, like the you're riding on the rails.
I at least have it rocking. I can rock it.
It goes crunch, 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 crunch.
It does crunch, not. Crunch, crunch, crunch. It might squeak. It doesn't go crunch, crunch, crunch. It might squeak a little.
So anyway, we're talking about.
You're frozen again. What the hell?
I'm not frozen. See, I can move. Oh, right. I mean, I'm always cold, but I'm not frozen.
You did freeze face with your tongue out.
Well, at least it's a good face.
Anywho.
So what we're talking about is what's your choice, driver? What do you like to drive? What do you like to sit behind the wheel and look out over that hood at? I know what my daddy liked.
Yeah, what's your dad like?
Trucks.
Ba-ba-ba.
Well, my dad really liked internationals. You know, international harvesters, what they used to be called.
Right.
But then they were just internationals.
Internationals. Well, they were called the harvesters. That was the cab overs, weren't they?
Well, I think they were still called harvesters after cab overs.
Okay.
But then they got too pricey.
Uh-huh.
And so he said, fine, I'll just take a Freightliner. And
you made a mistake and called it a freight shaker on them, didn't you?
Good Lord, Daddy, up in heaven, forgive me, because I did. I called it a freight shaker to his face one time. And that was the last time I ever referred to a Freightliner as a freight shaker.
Yep. Well, I mean.
Because he gave me the what for.
Yeah.
That used to be their reputation.
For? The what for?
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
I have heard your daddy give you the what for, so don't even tell me you don't know what I'm talking about.
Explain it to our listeners. Story time. Ding.
That's when you put your foot in your mouth where you shouldn't have put your foot in your mouth, and you act like you know what you're talking about when you really don't know what you're talking about. And so your dad or your mother just comes up and smacks you upside the head and told you, shut up, you dumbass.
What?
And my parents never called me dumb. They didn't believe it, and I don't either. But
they didn't call anybody dumb.
Yeah, but
especially anybody named Janet.
They never called anybody dumb, and I don't either. But it boiled down to that.
Yeah, you know, I got you. My parents gib slapped you.
But my parents never cussed either. They never swore, except
I bet
once.
Your daddy swore.
No, he didn't. My mama swore once. She was really mad at my dad, and she's like,
"Gosh darn it!"
No. And she was like 5'3", and he was like 6'1" or 6'2". And she put her hands on her hips, and she looked up at him, and she says, damn it, Jimmy, I'm really mad at you. And I went, Mom cussed.
No.
And it was, go to your room, young lady. I was around that hall faster than you could ever. Okay, end of story.
Come on, Jenny, round the outside.
Jenna went running around the outside, ran as fast as she could.
Nah. Anyways.
But anyway, right. He preferred an international harvester, I remember his black one that he had.
Okay.
And but then he switched to Freightliner because they just started wanting too much money for internationals, and he thought they were a little big for their britches, so he switched to Freightliner, and he was really happy with them.
I got you.
And he had some beautiful trucks. My dad knew how to take care of a truck, you know. Yeah. He always took really good mechanical care of them.
Now, his last truck was what?
Freightliner.
Was it a Freightliner?
Yeah.
Was it a classic? Or
yep. Classic.
Freightliner, long nose?
Long nose, classic, and he had all that wood trim that his Amish neighbors put in for him on the inside.
Oh, I bet
and all that
pretty.
Leather, and oh my goodness, and that lavender paint job with the dark purple fenders and everything.
Yeah.
That's a pretty track.
All right, let's get back to...
Anyway. So, basically, if it's a new-to-you truck or a brand spanking new off-the-line truck, what we're asking is the big question is, what is your choice, your brand, your make, your hood ornament to see at the end of that rig, your go-to truck company, you know, when you're going to go buy one new to you?
Are you Peterbilt? Are you Freightliner? Kenworth? Volvo? Western Star? International? Where are you? Who's your
Mac?
Go-to? Yeah. You like a Bulldog?
Hey, I like a Bulldog if I'm hauling a heavy load.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm doing a triaxle, you know, or a heavy six oil or something, I want the Mack.
I drove a Mack garbage truck.
Oh, you want...
Because those suckers get abused.
Yeah. Oh, and you want something that shifts really, like, just hot butter, man. You want a Western Star.
Yeah, I was going to say Western.
Western Star, man.
I don't know what Western Star's got, but, man, they shift lickety-split, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, I've never driven a Daimler car. Mercedes-Benz.
A Volvo?
No, Daimler's Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, Daimler.
It's Daimler. Daimler, but anyways, Daimler? The German.
Anyways.
Anywho. Americans don't pronounce it right.
Anyways.
I've never driven a Mercedes-Benz semi.
Okay.
They make them.
Right.
They're really common in Europe, obviously, yep. But not so much here.
Yeah, they're more like a cab over-ish.
Yeah.
I've never been in, Scavias?
Yeah, I haven't either.
You know, those are cool looking.
There's a Scania with an N, I know that.
Or maybe that's what it is.
I've driven a Mac, a Peterbilt. An International, a Western Star. What else? A Volvo, a Ford.
I mainly drove Freightliner.
Kenworth.
Because the company I was in had a Freightliner.
Yeah.
International. Mm-hmm. I drove Internationals for 20 years.
Yeah.
Because that was they're a big lease company. They lease a lot. International does a lot of.
I've never driven a PAC car either. PACCAR.
Yep.
I think those mainly haul cars. No pun intended.
I had the privilege of driving a Western Star for like 5 minutes.
That was 5 minutes of heaven. If you were shifting, that's what it was.
That's what I mean.
I wonder.
One of the guys, my old company, they had 2 day cab Western Stars that they got from when they purchased the Canadian company.
Mm-hmm.
They came out. I think they came out of Toronto.
Okay,
but they had these 2 Western day cabs. They were white with a red interior. They're
nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And one of the old timers would come down to pick up our trailers.
Okay.
From Western New York, and while he was signing, at the time, they used to have to sign every manifest that was on that trailer.
Yep.
So while he was signing it, he says, you might as well go do what you got to do with it. You know, I'm hooked. If you need it at the door, go ahead and put it at the door.
Yeah.
So I'm like, seriously? He goes, yeah, just don't adjust my seat. I go, really? I might have to lower the seat a little. So he goes, all right, well, don't fuck with my mirrors then. I go, really? But no, he was a good guy. He was just busting my chops.
Probably.
And I sat in the seat, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is pretty. I let the air down just a little. So all you heard was a shh. That was it. You know, just enough to get a little bounce in it because I weigh, at the time, I was
you
probably.
You were a pixie stick.
Yeah, I was probably like 170, 180.
You didn't weigh that much. I swear to God.
I weighed that little.
I swear to God. You weighed like maybe $120 when we got together.
No.
That's how it looked.
I was 185.
When you were Skeletor?
Yeah.
No way.
No body fat, all muscle, baby.
You looked like Skeletor. I was a pixie stick.
I was built for speed. Now I'm built for comfort. But anyways. I got in there and it was like you push the clutch in, put it right in gear. It was like. It just like fell in it. I was like, oh, this is nice. And they had 2 of them. And I put a big word into the big boss because one of them was on their way out.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, don't get rid of it. Call me because I don't care.
Is that the one you wanted to buy?
I told him, I said, I will take a loan out and buy the damn thing.
Yeah.
So that never happened, obviously. Otherwise, I would have had a day cab Western Star I'd be driving. But. They had 2 of them. I was going to take 2 and make 1 good one.
I remember that. I remember that.
Because I had a mechanic that was going to help me do what I had to do. Anyways.
Getcha.
So, yeah, I driven in a Max when I drove for a garbage truck company. I drove Peterbilt very, very, you know, I think I had a Peterbilt for a day. I drove a Kenworth for... A little bit, like real little, you know, like I had a Kenworth for a day, I had a Peterbilt for a day, and then here, have a Freightliner. I'm like, really? Are you serious?
When you were over the road, what'd you drive?
Freightliner.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I had a Freightliner. They gave me a flat top.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put me in a midroof.
Okay.
And then they said, no, we're gonna give you a condo cab. And I'm like, I don't want a condo cab. It's just me. Either give me a midroof or a flat top. It's just me.
You didn't have a room for a 6-pound Rottweiler? Or have one with you, I mean?
No.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't want one either. But anyways. I never drove a Volvo, but I knew a lot of people that did.
Yeah.
And they thought they were, when Volvo got big in the late 90s,
mm-hmm.
early 2000s, when they, there, everybody that I talked to said, if you're ever in a head-on collision, the motor braces would break out, so that the motor would go down instead of into your lap.
Well, that's good.
That was their big safety thing.
Okay.
So if you're ever in a head-on collision, you didn't eat the motor would fall to the ground.
I don't like eating motors, so that's good.
Yeah,
I know. I get you.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you don't have a dash cam in your semi and you went and spent all that money on it, do you really think that you and your truck are protected against John Q. Public? We don't. That is why we recommend Rexing USA cameras and equipment. Whatever it is you are looking for, whether it be a dash cam, a body cam, a trail cam, or similar, they probably have it.
Nearly every new vehicle coming out has a dash cam, and there is a reason for it. Litigation. Yes, welcome to America, the land of litigation. So the best thing you can do is to protect what you own with video and pictures.
And their dash cams, boy, let me tell you, their cams do a lot. They have 170-degree ultra-wide-angle lenses that will automatically lock in the last video if it feels a vibration from an accident. It has a supercapacitor battery backup that is better than lithium for extreme heat or cold. Add in loop recording, a mobile app, and parking monitoring, and more.
And yes, now you have a really great package for this company of cameras. So come on, check it out at 18wheeltalk.com/dashcam. That's 18wheeltalk.com/dashcam.
So before, you used to sit on top of the motor because, you know, back in the day of the day, you know, the cab overs,
mm-hmm.
you know, you were first to the accident. You made it there before the engine did.
Whee! Up and over.
So, but yeah, that was my extent. I had, like I said, I drove a Peterbilt 379
mm-hmm.
for a day. Loved mm-hmm. it. I wish they would let me keep it, but they said, no, that belongs to the the old timer. I'm like, well, tell the old timer to retire. He's funny. Losing his truck.
I drove.
Tell him I'll arm wrestle him for it.
I've driven my dad's old Ford. Mm-hmm. This is eons ago. I've driven a cab over.
Okay.
International. I've driven a straight line or straight nose international. Mm-hmm. I've driven a straight line Freightliner. Peterbilt, I was in for about 3 years.
Okay.
Mack truck hauling oil.
Uh huh. Oh, I forgot that the company I worked for, they gave me a cab over with a sleeper to move trailers with.
Isn't that fun?
I'm like, really? Oh, yeah, we got a great truck for you. I had to go down to the city, New York City, to pick it up. And they're like, yeah, it's over there. And I'm like, which one? The cab over. I went, really? I said, you're giving me a truck with a sleeper to back truck trailers into a dock? What are you guys smoking? I mean, puff, pass. Give me some.
Yeah, right.
No keys.
I did not like driving Volvos, I will tell you that. They didn't give you keys for the truck?
No, didn't need one.
Was it a push? Did it have the...
Yeah, it had where the key would go. You turned it. All you had to do was turn it
mm-hmm.
and then push the button and start it.
What year was this?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Not you.
I want to say it was like really old, but I don't think it was really old. It was probably like a 95 cab over.
Wow. And they still had it as a push button.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't argue. What was funny was I was moving trailers faster than the trailer jockeys in the industrial park were moving trailers.
That's not a shock. Like, I've seen that industrial park.
It's like two poles on the side to climb up in, and they were like my fire engine poles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't even crank the dolly legs. I backed under it and lifted it up about, 4 inches off the ground and just enough to move it.
That's just bad.
Because it didn't have an airbag. It didn't have air suspension in it. So I had to drop them at least 2 inches off the ground in order for the guy that actually had airbags to actually hook up to the trailers. Otherwise they'd back under it. And if I cranked the dolly legs all the way to the ground, they'd never be able to pin it. It'd be too high.
Aw.
Poor babies. Crank the dolly legs. Crank it. Crank it.
You didn't tell me it was story time.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Ding. Story time.
Story's over. Ding.
Oh, ding. It's over? Okay. So, back to what we're talking about. We're not talking about your trailer that you're pulling, because there's all sorts of trailers, too. Yeah. We all have our favorites. And we're not talking about what you like to haul, because that's a whole different story.
That's a whole podcast on its own.
We're not talking about who you're going to drive for or who you have a contract with if you're an owner-operator. Uh-huh. We're just plain simple asking is about that rig, the 13 gears, or nowadays it's the automatic.
13, 18 speed.
Sleeper behind you, the 500 horse under the hood, 1,800 pounds of torque, that big cat engine or whatever you like. But for me, it's that big cat engine. Yep. But again, that's another podcast.
Exactly. Anyways, let us know.
What do you like?
And hey, do us a favor. If you're watching the video, hit the like button. Subscribe to the show.
Subscribe to the fan club.
Yeah. Well,
join the fan club.
Yeah, join our fan club. Go to 18wheeltalk.com and right there on the
page.
Right on the homepage.
There's a join the fan club.
Big word. It says join the 18 Wheel Talk fan club. Click the button.
You won't regret it.
Click the button. Sign up. It's the only way you're going to get involved with our giveaways or any contests that we might have. But don't forget to subscribe and hit the notification bell on the video because it does help us out on YouTube.
Patrick.
Yes, Janet.
What's a KWAP?
What's a KWAP?
Mm-hmm.
That's Kenworth.
Okay. What's a Louisville?
A Louisville, I believe, if my memory serves me right, is the old Ford.
How'd it get its name?
Because the L in the Ford stands for where it was built.
Ooh, very good. And we both know.
I grew up looking at trucks.
And you can read.
I like that one.
And you know a boiler car, Pete car.
Yep.
Big Star car, Big W.
Yep, that's Western Star.
Swede machine.
That would be a Volvo.
You've driven one of those, right?
No, I told you I didn't. Okay. I knew a lot of people that did.
Did they like the way they shifted?
Mixed reviews.
Yeah,
Some did, some didn't.
Not me.
I know when they first came back and they were really starting to trend, they had a lot of shifter problems.
Yeah.
But some of the guys that I knew that got lucky, I haven't had a problem with it. So.
And then you know what a Jimmy is? Of course.
Well, yeah, that's a GMC.
Yep. You don't see a lot of them out there anymore either.
No, but I used to own a GMC Jimmy.
Yeah.
Not a truck.
But a semi, but a truck.
But what do they call it? SUV? Sports utility vehicle?
Sports utility vehicle. I had the small version. The little bitty version. The wee one.
Like this big.
Yeah, the auto version.
So, no matter what your handle is or where you hang your hat, whether it's the Windy City, the Cactus Patch, Bean Town, Hotlanta, Rock City, or Cowtown, every driver has a preference on what they want to drive, unless they're new. And then they call someone and say, well, what do you think I should drive?
Well, you know what? You talk to the old timers.
Yeah.
And you talk to more than one.
Because everyone has their opinion.
Everybody has an opinion on what they like. What they like to drive. But I want you drivers out there, if you're listening to us, I want you to go to 18wheeltalk.com, click on Ask the Show tab at the very top of the page. If you're doing it on your cell phone, hit the three bars. It'll say Ask the Show. Click on there. Let us know. You know, send us a message. Let us know what your preference is.
And maybe I can come up with some more names of some of the towns I've been through.
Inquiry Month. Well, Jenna's been everywhere. You know, that's
they wrote a song about me.
Johnny Cash wrote a song about you.
Before I even knew it.
I'm going to have to, you know, play that as we fade out on the audio. That'll be our outro.
Yeah, right? Well, it's true. I have. I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah, but Johnny Cash is been. I breathe the mountain air,
man. Travel, I've had my share. Well, man. I met Roseanne once, but I never thought to ask if I could. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, anyway, Buffalo. My dad knew him, but that's a whole other story. My dad knew everybody. What am I saying?
Your dad knew everybody.
Mel Tillis, Johnny Cash, you name it. He knew them all. So, but
anyways.
Anyway, that's another story. Ding, story time's over.
We would like you to let us know. Like I said, there's an Ask the Show tab. You can ask us anything. We might not answer you, but yes. Ask us anyway. there was like a bunch of things I was going to say, and it's just like old age.
Well, see, a lot of these new drivers are going to get their opinions from trucking schools.
Yes, this is
hopefully
true.
They go to a school that has several different types of trucks and not just all one.
Yeah.
You know?
Learn if you're new and you're going to go to driving school, learn on a manual. Learn how to drive a manual, please.
Yes, please.
Please. Learn how to drive a manual. Everybody knows how to drive an automatic. It's a push button.
You're going to learn how to drive an automatic. Sometimes it's a little stick.
Everybody, if you could drive a car.
Like a column shifter.
You know how to drive. Learn how to drive a manual truck, please.
Yes, please.
Please.
We would greatly appreciate that. Thank you very much.
We greatly appreciate it. But anyways, please let us know. Ask the Show. 18wheeltalk.com. Ask the Show. Let us know what your preference is.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know. You know, I wonder what
brand, what shifter, you know, how many speeds, what motor you like.
Yeah, everybody could be as prejudiced as me against all the other engines.
Well, the Freightliners that I had all had Detroit motors in them.
Yeah, Detroits are good, don't get me wrong,
you know, but because they were all leased trucks, they put in the, you know, the beat up motor.
Yeah, I get you.
So we were governed anyways. The only way is if we got good fuel mileage,
uh-huh.
Okay, we could go above 65 miles an hour.
Oh, you poor thing.
But we had to use cruise control to do it.
Screw control?
Yeah. So, you remember when Ohio was... Oh, story time. Ding.
Okay.
Remember when Ohio had the double standard speed limit, 55 for truck, 65 for car?
Yeah.
Well, I came across from... I was heading east, so from the west side, I hit Ohio. It was me and about six other trucks, and I was playing the caboose because I couldn't go any faster than 72 miles an hour.
Of course.
Yeah, we were breaking the law.
Okay. So, ding, we'll continue story time.
Oh, okay.
Do you know why that was a problem?
What?
The split speed limit.
Why?
It caused more accidents.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't have semis going this speed and cars zipping by and in and out of semis without causing accidents.
Exactly.
Plus, you've got...
There are still some states that do it.
But they have more accidents. And when you have trucks that are governed, say East Coast trucks that are governed at 66 or 67 miles an hour,
and they get out here,
say they get to Texas where it's 80 miles an hour.
Yeah. Or 85 in what, Montana?
Yeah.
You know?
It might be more than 80 now in Texas. I haven't driven a semi there in a while, but still.
But yeah, you know, you get in some of these states where it's 75, 80, 85 miles an hour on the highway.
Then traffic. Yeah, they're blocking traffic.
It's like, move it or lose it.
Yeah, you get screamed at on the radio for any of them that actually still use a CB.
Yeah, right. Well, that's episode.
There's a reason. There's why they don't have CBs now.
Because they don't want to hear you.
They don't want to hear you yell at them for not going the speed limit. I've finally figured it out.
Episode 70, the CB or not the CB.
That's right. That is the question.
Anywho.
Yeah, see, I finally figured it out.
Yeah. So this is a nice, short, sweet episode for you.
Hope you liked it. Hope you'll give us your opinion. Tell us what you're driving, why you're driving it. Was it company mandate or you chose it yourself? My dad taught me what to like when it comes to semis, even though we had different opinions on what it was packaged in. When it came to drivetrain, we were spot on.
Anyways, Ask the Show, 18wheeltalk.com, or you can email us directly at thehosts@18wheeltalk.com and let us know.
That would be wonderful.
Yep. Anywho.
Anywho?
The host.
With an S.
T-H-E-H-O-S-T-S. The hosts at 18wheeltalk.com.
.com.
That'll get to either me or Janet. One of us will see it. .com. We can do that all day, you know.
Yeah, we're just feeling silly today, so I'm sorry. I hope you're enjoying it.
Anyways, a nice short little episode for you. My preference is a Peterbilt. If I was to go buy one today, I would buy early 2000, 379. And I would take the cap motor out and rebuild it so it start fresh.
I thought you were going to say you could take it out and replace it with something else.
Oh, no, no. Rebuild it. So, I mean, I don't care if it's got 2 million miles on it. I will take the motor out and rebuild it.
I'm like, if it's got 200 million miles on it, man, I want to see if that stuff still runs.
I want to see if it's still got walls on the inside.
I want to start it just a couple times.
Turn the key.
Turn that key over, driver.
And I'm not sure if I'd prefer either a 13-speed or an 18-speed. I guess it all depends on where we're driving.
I guess it all depends if I'm driving with you, too. I could do a 13-speed, though.
Yeah.
Well, I might even eventually like an automatic. You know, when I'm 100, 105 years old.
If we're driving on the West Coast up in the mountains, I would probably take an 18-speed. I heard you. So did everybody else. You know, but if I'm driving in the mountains, I probably would say the 18-speed because then you got the extra.
Oomph to get up the hill.
Yeah, the split gears.
I remember racing my daddy up the mountains in West Virginia with them split gears.
Yeah, who won? Your daddy did, didn't he?
Well, yeah, because we had the same engine, same drivetrain, and he had just a few dozen years experience on me.
Oh, you got to throw that card out there? You're such a girl.
Yeah.
You're such a girl. You let daddy win, didn't you?
No. You kidding? That truck of his was faster than...
You're like, I'm going to get you, Dad. I'm going to get you. Okay, I'm not going to get you.
Bye. See you in the other side, Dad. Wait for me at the top.
I'll see you at the truck stop. Save me a seat.
Save me a cup of coffee, please. He'd laugh at me because I'd do that to him on the CV, too.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's enough. We need Anyways, to say goodbye.
Thank you for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at 18 Wheel Talk. Find us on social media everywhere, 18 Wheels at 18 Wheel Talk. We are on your favorite podcast player. We're out there. Just do a search for 18wheeltalk.com, or you can go to 18wheeltalk.com, and I think it's on the subscribe. Mm-hmm. It'll pull up all the podcast players that we're currently on.
And if you're on social media looking for us and you are not sure you got us, look for the logo.
Yeah, blue and green.
Blue and green and a semi.
Blue and green with a 379 Peterbilt. I've been everywhere,
man. Hasta la pasta.
Have a good one. Keep your rubber side down.
And your shiny side up.
And the wheels roll. We'll see you on the next side.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, Loppa, Bangor. 18 Wheel Talk.
Thank you for joining us today. We greatly appreciate it. Be sure to stop by 18wheeltalk.com and check out all the affiliates mentioned in the program today. Remember, we're here coaching generations of drivers while guiding them on their path to success. We'll catch you on the flip side. Spark the revolution. So tell me, do you have one of those change buckets in your vehicle for fancy cafes?
Yeah.
And are you looking for a way to help support the show and just don't know how?
Well, we have great news for you. It is super easy and you can do it for as little as $3 a month. Yes, that's right, $3 a month. That means for the cost of a cup of coffee, you could support the show for a month. And if you order one of those foo-foo frappy thingamabobs with all those flavors and whipped cream and sprinkles on top, you could support the show for about 6 months.
Isn't that amazing? Saving you calories from that frappy thingamabob with all those flavors and whipped cream and sprinkled things on top. And help out the show. What's not to like about that?
So to do so, just go to 18wheeltalk.com/support and you will see just how easy it is to support the show. And don't forget to pick out your fan emoji while you're there. That's 1-8-WheelTalk.com/support.